Thank you for giving Nigeria the floor. Nigeria aligns with the statement delivered by Sri Lanka on behalf of the Group of 21. Madam President, allow me to commend the manner in which you have continued to steer the work of the CD. Your initiative to dedicate today's plenary to a thematic discussion on Paris is indeed timely, particularly given the vital role of space systems in contemporary civilization. Madam President, incessant advancements in the design of weapon systems, particularly space systems, continue to pose enormous threats to humanity and its habitation. Therefore, Nigeria's unwavering commitment to strongly uphold the principle of equality and equity in the context of space-related activities is hinged on the overarching need to ensure that such activities are carried out for peaceful uses that benefit the human race. Nevertheless, in a world of emerging technologies, including an evolving space security landscape, Nigeria strongly upholds that the development of space systems for other forms of uses must be in conformity with guiding principles within the context of international laws. Madam President, my delegation is deeply concerned that the issue of Paris is yet to be adequately addressed. As discussions and debates continue on the subject, the lack of consensus to formulate binding measures to address the dreaded apprehensions of a potential arms race in outer space is even a greater concern for my delegation. On this note, we welcome the work of the OEWG on Paris, and we are full of optimism that the outcome of the process would culminate in the adoption of concrete measures to adequately address Paris. In this regard, my delegation is of the view that only the establishment of universal, verifiable, legally binding agreements could ensure the prevention of arms race in outer space and guarantee that states who conduct irresponsible behaviors in outer space are held accountable, particularly in the event of a breach of existing national and international laws. It is equally necessary for such agreements to incorporate confidence-building measures and transparency measures to set the tone for states' relations in the context of Paris. Similarly, my delegation would like to strongly stress that states without the capacity nor desire to develop weaponized space systems deserve concrete non-usage assurances from states that have already begun developing such systems. Finally, Madam President, my delegation wishes to place on record that the most feasible route to achieving a practical solution on Paris is the demonstration of political will by member states. We must therefore remain aware that the prevention of arms race in outer space has become an incontrovertible subject that we must take strident steps to address. I thank you.